Okay, the topic tonight that we are going to talk about is Rachmanut. Rachmanut is, in English, means mercy. The Gemara tells us, Masechet Yevamot, that Jews have three different signs. You could figure out if somebody is Jewish by looking at three different midot, character traits that they have. Rachmanim, Baishanim, Gomle Chasadim. Gemara says this Ummah, this nation has three signs. They are merciful, they have shame, and they do chesed for other people. But then the Gemara continues and says, Kol sheyesh bo shelosha simanim halalu ra'uy leidabek be'umah zo. Anybody that has these three signs, you should connect yourself to this nation. What's the pshat in Rachmanim, Baishanim, and Gomle Chasadim? Why these three midot, these three character traits are so important? The Mefarshim explain, they say that B'derek Klal, Jews, they have Rachmanut, they have mercy on other people and they want to help other people. But sometimes these people, they don't know the poor people. There are poor people are out there, they don't know them, and the poor people are Baishanim. They have shame, they are embarrassed to say anything, they don't want to go out and say anything. Therefore we need the third category. We need Gomle Chasadim. We need people that they know who the poor people are. In other words, in order to run a nation, in order to have a proper nation, you need all three character traits. You need people that they are Rachmanim to pinpoint who the Aniim are. Then you need Baishanim. Aniim are embarrassed, they have shame. They don't want to say they are Aniim. They are not going to advertise themselves. Therefore, we need Gomle Chasadim. We need the third group, which are the people. They know exactly what's going on. They are so much involved with Chesed that they could pinpoint who the Aniim are, and they could help them out. Therefore, we need all three of these character traits in order to survive as a nation. We also know that Moshe Rabbeinu became Moshe Rabbeinu because of him being Rachman. The Midrash tells us that when Moshe Rabbeinu was a shepherd, one time one of the animals ran away, and Moshe Rabbeinu ran after him. When he found him, he put him on his shoulder and brought him back. Hashem said to him that you have Rachamim. You have mercy to take care of animals, for sure you are going to be the one that you have Rachmanut on people also. And because of that, because of this character trait that Moshe Rabbeinu had, Hashem chose Moshe Rabbeinu to be the Rabban Shel Israel. Hashem chose him to be the person that is going to lead Bnei Israel to Eretz Israel. Now I want to talk about three different questions tonight. First of all, why one should be a Rachman? You are a nice guy or a nice lady. Who cares that you are a Rachman? You have mercy on other people. Why is it so important to have that? Number two, when is the proper time not to be a Rachman? There are times that for a person is better not to have mercy on other people. Sometimes it's better to stay out of it, not to have rachmanos on other people. And the third is, what are the practical applications of this halacha, of this midah character trait that we need to apply in our lives? Let's go to the first question. The first question was, why a person should be a Rachman? Why is it important? So Gemara, I want to read you a few different Gemarot, different Mahamarei Chazal. You see from this Gemarot, that why is it important to be a person that has as a rachmanot on other people. But the Gemara tells us, kol amerachem al beriyot. Anybody that has mercy on people, on creatures, on any briyot doesn't mean only Jews. A beriyot means anybody, anything that breathes. Biyadua she'u mizar'o shel Avraham Avinu. We know that this person comes from the descendants of Avraham Avinu. Vekol mi she'eno merachem al beriyot, and anybody that does not have rachmanut on creatures, biyadua she'eno mizar'o shel Avraham Avinu. We know that he is not, or she is not, from the descendant of Avraham Avinu. This is a very strong statement for a Jew to be from the descendant of Avraham Avinu. One way that they could know that he is or she is or not is if they have rachmanut on creatures. That's one. So second thing the Gemara says, kol amerachem ala beriyot. Merachemim lo ala min ha-shamayim. Anybody that has mercy on people, on creatures, from shamayim also they have rachmanut on them. Bekol she'eno merachem ala beriyot, en merachemim ala min ha-shamayim. And anybody does not have rachmanut on people, or not on creature, they are not going to have rachmanut min ha-shamayim also on this person. So you see that having rachmanut is a crucial midah for a person to have. Is not a nice thing. Is not a character trait that okay. If I want to be a nice person, I'm going to have rachmanus. If I don't want to be a nice person, I don't have to have rachmanus. That's not what it is. You want to be connected to Klal Israel. You want to be connected to Hakadosh Baruch Hu. You have to have rachmanut. If you don't want to be connected to Hashem, don't want to be connected to descendants of Klal Israel, then don't have rachmanus. This is what basically the Gemara is telling us. So why is this so important? The Gemara tells us, because if you want to be a Jew, heve dome lo, Gemara says. You have to copy yourself to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. How? Ma'u chanun v'rachum, afata eye chanun v'rachum. Hashem is chanun v'rachum. In order for you to copy yourself like a Kodesh Baruch Hu, you have to be like him. You have to become Chanun Verachum. How do we know that? How the Gemara says that if you look at all over the Torah, Hashem have Rachmanut on animals. The two Alechot in the Torah says that shows how merciful Hashem is. One, the Torah says, is Alechot in the Torah, Oto ve'etveno. If you shecht a cow today, you cannot shech the calf also the same day. You have to wait till next day. That's halacha. Why? Because if you shech the animal and the child the same day, that shows you have no rachmanut on this animal. If the Torah cares about the animal so much, kol sheken, kal v'chomer, that Hashem has rachmanut on human beings. That's one. The second halacha that the Torah tells us, that Hashem said, if you find a nest with the bird mother sitting there, you cannot get the child and shechtim. You have to send the mother away, then you take the child. Everybody looks at it like achzariyo, like, oh, what is Hashem's mercy? How could Hashem do something like that? It's not true. The reason Hashem said that is to show that the Torah shows us how merciful HaKadosh Baruch Hu was that he gave us this halacha. But in order to be like Hashem, in order to copy ourselves like HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we need to have this midah of Hashem. We need to have Rachanun v'Rachum. And otherwise, we have nobody to copy. We have nobody to make Hashem like is a role model for us. So now the Gemara tells us. There was a ma'aseh in Yerushalayim. When we had the Beit HaMikdash, people used to go to Yerushalayim 3 times a year. There was a man, his name was Nechunya. Nechunya, his job was that he used to dig pits, wells, and get the water out. When people came 3 times a year to Yerushalayim to visit the Beit HaMikdash, or Olei Regalim, he used to supply water to them. One time, this Nechunya he found out that his daughter fell into a well. And everybody came running to him and told him that, no, your daughter fell into a well, and we don't think she survived. And the people went to Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa. Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa was the Gadol Hador at that time. And they said to him that, listen, this Nechunya that is the one that supplies water to everybody, his daughter fell into the pit. And we think she's dead. Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa said, she's fine. They said to him, how they came back again, said, listen, she didn't come up yet. Said, she's fine. They came again. They said, listen, there's no sign of her. Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa said, it's impossible that anything bad would happen to her. And at that time, they found her alive and she came up. But they came to Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa and they said to him, when they found her, they asked her, who brought you up? How did you get up? How did you get out of this world? She said, I saw a person, Ish Zaken, I said, Ra'iti, I saw a ram, right? Be Ish Zaken man he go. And I saw an old man is riding it. And he said, it was the Eloh Shel Yitzchak, and it was Avraham Avinu. So she said, I saw Avraham Avinu with my own eyes. She brought me up. But the people went to Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa. They said to him, what's going on here? He said, how did you know? You are a Navi? They said to Rabbi Chanina, you are a Navi? He said, no, I'm not a Navi. It's pashut, it's simple. Why? He said, because if a father cares about digging the water out, to do this rachamim, rachmanut to people, that people should have water to drink, how could it be that her daughter is going to drown in a water that her father drink takes the water out? Impossible. Her father is doing this chesed. Her father is bringing the water out. How could this be that her daughter is going to die in the same well that her father is taking the water and helps other people with it? And this is what Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa the Gemara says. The Mefarshim the Gemara say, now from this Ma'asin the Gemara we learn that if a person has Rachmanut, has mercy on other people, there is going to come a time that you need to, somebody needs to have Rachmanut on you, and Hashem is not going to take that away from you. That's why it's important to have Rachmanut. Because Rachmanut is something that every human being at one time in their life, they need it. You need the mercy on of other people. If you don't have mercy on other people, when you need it, you are not going to get that advantage that you really need. There's another story in the Gemara. The Gemara tells us that Eretz Israel, you know, Eretz Israel, until today, it always was like that, that we need rain. Eretz Israel is a place that always they are in need of rain, and always, every year in Israel, is a problem of having rain. And happened in Israel, they didn't have rain, they came to Chachamim, and they said, Daven, we should have rain. Until a few weeks ago, they made the ta'anit that people should fast to have rain. So Chachamim said, I'm not the one to daven. We are not the one to daven. So who should daven? Said there is somebody lives in the city that he has a donkey. This man gives rides with his donkey. Go find him, and if he davens, we are going to have rain. So they went, they looked for him, they found him, they brought him in, and they said, Chachamim asked him, he said, would you please daven for us that we should have rain? He said, yeah, he had no idea why they're asking him to daven. So you go to the street, get the driver, say, come, daven for us, we should have rain. They have all these gedolim are sitting there, they cannot daven to anybody, this guy, he is the one. And they asked him, said, what is the ma'aseh with you that you are so important that Chachamim telling us that you should be the one to daven? He said, I have a chamor, I have a donkey. My job is that I give rights to people and I charge people. I charge people with my donkey. They come, they sit my donkey, I take them to places. Was once a lady comes up to me and she's crying and she says to me, my husband was thrown into jail because we didn't have money to pay our taxes and they took my husband away. Now they don't want to let him go, right, until they get all the money. She said, this guy said, I went and I sold my chamor, I sold my donkey, everything that I had, I got the money together and I give it to her that this she should go to the jail and pay the money and this way they would let her husband go. But now the Chachamim understood, said, you are the one that your tefillah is going to be accepted because in order for Hashem to give us rain, Hashem has to have rachmanut on us. We need somebody that has rachmanut on other people. They, whoever it is, if he davens or she davens, Hashem is going to listen to his tefillah or her tefillah for rain to come. And that's why the Chachamim said, you are the one, because you have this mitzvah of rachamim, of rachmanut, that you have on other people. These are the gemarot, ma'asiyot in the gemara, that the gemara tells us. And now, there is another ma'aseh I'm going to tell you, but this ma'aseh is so interesting that there are so many mefarashim explain this ma'aseh. You know, Rabbeinu HaKadosh, Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi, is the one that wrote the Mishnah. One day, Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi was going to the yeshiva, to Bet Knesset, to give shiurim. And while he was walking the street, he saw a goat, small goat, a calf, run in the middle of the street and came to Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi. And this animal, this small calf, went in and hid under the dress of Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi. So Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi said, what are you running? And the shochtim, the people that they were supposed to shechtim and give the meat to people, they're running after this goat. And this goat is running to Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi and hiding under his dress. So Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi says, says to this goat, why are you coming to me for? And he said that this animal, this egel, this goat is crying. So Rabbi Yehuda says, lech. So go, why are you coming to me for? You, Hashem, created you, then you should be shechted. Why are you coming to me? Why are you hiding? This is what you are, Hashem created you for. They took him, they took this goat away and they shechted him. Said Beshamayim, right away, Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi had a toothache. For 13 years, Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi had a toothache. And they said, because you did not have rachmanus on this goat that came to her hide by you, you didn't care about the need of this animal. Didn't do anything wrong. But the Gemara says, continues. It says, the end of 13 years, that Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi had toothache, that he says, Saval, Imamai suffered so much from this toothache that he couldn't eat, couldn't sleep. The end of 13 years, the maid of Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi was cleaning the house. And one of the corners of the house, there was small animals. Small this mice, mouse, or small creatures. And this maid wanted to sweep the floor and get rid of them. Right away, Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi ran to her and said to her, leave them alone. Don't kill them. And Bashamayim, at that point, they had rachmanut on Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi, and his toothache went away. Because he did the same thing. Didn't have rachmanut on this animal. Now, he had rachmanut on this situation. And because of that, his sickness went away. You see, this Gemara is a very hard Gemara to understand, because you see that Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi didn't kill anybody. This animal was supposed to be shechted. What is it supposed to do? Keep the animal and say, don't shecht him? What is it supposed to do? That shows you that a middah of rachmanut, when a person needs to have rachmanut, even though there's necessary at that moment, what he should have to, he should have taken the animal, later on, give it away or do something. But at that point, when you push it away, that becomes part of your personality. I'll tell you a story. Years ago, I did a shechita on a chicken. This chicken didn't die. I don't know what was going on with this chicken. It wasn't dying. When we opened it up, there was one small thing. If I would cut it off, it would die right away. It was maybe, it could be 25 years ago. I went to my Rosh Hashiva in Baltimore. I said, listen, I held this chicken in my hand. I said, listen, what should I do with it? Can I just, it was a small thing. So he told me, if you do that, you have no rachmonot on this chicken. You have to have mercy. Right now we cannot do anything. I wouldn't touch it. Leave it alone and die by itself. Because when you cut another animal that is about to die, that becomes your personality. That becomes part of you. You become somebody that has no rachmonot. Even though it's a proper thing to do. But at that time, that moment, that's not something that you need to be doing. This is exactly the Peshat in the Gemara here. The Peshat in the Gemara here is that what Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi did was something that by him giving away, and you have no rachman, you're pushing something away, it becomes part of you, it makes you somebody that you don't care. That you have no rachmanot on animals, we have no rachmanot on people. And eventually what's going to happen is that becomes you and that becomes your personality. Now I want to tell you a ma'aseh, there's a true story. It happened by Noda Biuda, Rabbi Cheskel Landau. Rabbi Cheskel Landau was the Rav of Prague. He's a great grandfather of Mrs. Silverman. Mrs. Silverman's last name is Landau. This Rabbi Cheskel Landau, Noda Biuda, is her great grandfather. The Sefarim that we have is a Sefer Noda Biuda, which is considered one of the Gedolei Poskim that Klal Israel have until today. Every Pesach that we have, we look at this Sefarim before we Poskim Gan Shela. When he was a Rav in Prague, he was an older man, and he was sitting in his library one night. Somebody knocks at his door. Rabbi Cheskel Landau, Rabbi Yehuda, opens the door, and he sees there's a voice out there. He goes out, goes in the street, and he sees a boy, a young boy. This boy is a circle, is crying, and Cheskel Landau says, "Who are you? What's wrong with you?" And he was not Jewish. The boy was not Jewish. He says, "Listen, my mother died. My father married my stepmother. I have a stepmother, and she gave me money to go buy something from the store, and I lost the money. If I go back home without this money, she's going to kill me. And I need to come out with money somehow." How much was it? And this boy said a certain amount of money. A large sum of money. He said, "If I need to come out with that money somehow." So Rabbi Cheskel Landau goes home. He comes out with the money and he gives it to this boy. Say, "Go home, give the money, and get him out of trouble." Years pass after this. Once the story is over, years later, during the Chol HaMoed, the last night of Pesach, Noda Biuda is sitting in his office again. There is a knock at the door. And he opens the door and says, "See this man standing by the door." He says, "Who are you?" This man says, "You don't remember me?" He says, "No." He said, "I'm the boy that years ago helped me with the money, that I needed the money." He says, "I need to talk to you privately, and it's very important, and I need to say it in a way that nobody else should know that I spoke with you." said, fine. Brings him in and says very quietly, says, you know, tomorrow night is the last night of Pesach. All the Jews going to go out and buy bread, and everybody wants chametz, but everybody's going to need bread. My stepmother got together with a lot of bakers in the city, and they are going to poison all the breads in the city tomorrow night when the Jews are going to buy the bread. They want to get rid of all the Jews in Prague. And I'm telling you, only because when I was a child, you helped me, you gave me the money. But you cannot mention my name. You have to figure out a way how you are going to stop everybody in the city that they shouldn't eat the bread. He said, no, that Yehuda was beside himself. So what's he going to do? Talking about the last night of Pesach, tomorrow night is the eighth night of Pesach. Everybody's going to go. You're talking about the city, Irvin Beisrael. Thousands of people are in the city. Every piece of bread in the city is poisoned. Anybody is going to buy this piece of bread, they're going to die. So now the Abiyuda says, comes up with the idea. He calls up, sends people around all over town, and he says, to everybody they should come to shul the last day of Pesach, which is the eighth day of Pesach. Everybody needs to come to shul. The Nodav Yehuda wants to say the Rasha. When they come to shul the eighth day of Pesach, Nodav Yehuda gets up and says, it's a brilliant, brilliant idea. He says, you know, we don't have a perfect calendar. Our calendar is not perfect. I looked at the calendar, I see that we made a mistake in our calendar. This year, Pesach should be 9 days instead of 8 days. And you should not eat bread the eighth day of Pesach, should wait one more day. Now let me ask you a question. What do you think people's impression would be now? If somebody gets on and says, are you crazy? What are you talking about? Not those days. Know that you that the Rav of the Prague said something, but listen, it's not like today. Anyway, everybody said, fine. One extra day, we're going to eat matzah. All the bakers, they got upset. They invested so much money. They baked the bread, and they went to the shofet, they went to the judge in the city, and said, listen, we spent so much money, we made the bread, and the Jews are not dying. They made up extra day. So they come and they take Nodav Yehuda to the court. So Nodav Yehuda says, no problem, bring the bread and bring the bakers, tell them to eat the bread. If they eat the bread, I'll announce that everybody else should also eat the bread, and I'm going to cancel whatever I said. And nobody eats the bread. And said, so you see, they poisoned the bread. The bottom line is that the reason the city of Prague was saved was only because Rodav Yehuda had a Rachmanos on a boy that he didn't even know who this boy was, and he wasn't even Jewish. He didn't have to do anything. He helped this boy with the money, and because of that, the whole city of Prague was saved because of the Rachmanos and Rodav Yehuda. But you see the ramification of having Rachmanut and doing what you're doing, helping somebody else. Hashem also merachamim alav in Hashemayim. Now, there are situations that you shouldn't have Rachmanut. It's not only that every situation you have to have Rachmanut, there are situations that you shouldn't have Rachmanut. What are the situations? Chazal, Chachamim tell us in the Midrash, Kol mi shenaase rachman bimkom achzari, sov shenaase achzari bimkom rachman. The Gemara says, Chazal tell us that if somebody becomes rachman, yaz rachmanut, yaz mercy, at the place that he should not be a rachman, he should be achzari. Achzari is the opposite of having rachmanut. In the end, and the end, what's going to happen to you is that you become achzari in a place that you're supposed to have mercy. You totally going to change. What? How is that works? Said the Gemara says, like Shaul HaMelech, What happened to Shaul HaMelech? Shaul HaMelech, that he had Rachmanut on Agag Melech Amalek. Hashem said that I want you to go and kill everybody. I want you to kill every Amalek that you could find. But they don't do it. Shaul HaMelech doesn't do it. Thank you. I don't know. Shaul HaMelech doesn't do it. What happens? I'm sure everybody knows the story. Shaul HaMelech goes and kills everybody there except a pregnant woman. Says, I don't have a stomach to kill this woman. Oh, you are chacham HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hashem said, kill everybody. And because Shaul HaMelech leaves that pregnant woman with the baby, that she gives birth to this boy, and that boy becomes Haman. Haman comes from that Amalek. And that's what Gemara says. Said, you became a Rahman bimkom sheyeh achzari. If you would be achzari at that moment, you wouldn't have mercy at that time. We wouldn't have problems of Purim until today. We are paying a price only because Shaul HaMelech was a Rahman at Rachmanus and the situation that he shouldn't have had. That's what happened to if you have Rachmanus and if you don't need to have Rachmanus. And look at the governments today. Look at the government, as the nurse said, government in America, governments all over the world. They have Rachmanus. We cannot kill terrorism. We cannot kill all these people. We have to have Rachmanus on them. But what do? They are more maker. They are lenient on other situations that they have to be that they have to be achzarim. They are lenient on situations that they save people, they leave people alone instead of getting rid of them, instead of destroying them. This is the problem of this society today. The society today is not because we are too much Rachman. Not because we have too much Rachmanus. The problem is today is that we are achzarim. How are we achzarim? Because we have too much Rachmanus. We have too much Rachmanus on situations that we shouldn't have. The Sefer Hasidim gives us three different situations that we should not have Rachmanut on them. One, he says, a person that steals from other people, a person is a criminal, a person that cheats people. If you know who they are, call the authorities and give them up. Don't have Rachmanus on them. This is one situation that people think, how can I do that? This guy has a wife and kids. How can I give him up? How can I report him to the authorities? If you know somebody is a danger to the society, then we have to give him up. We cannot have Rachmanus on them. Number two, he says, a person that destroys people's money, or a person that gambles, and the person that helps things, helps situations that really matter, those people that we cannot have Rachmanut on them. And number three, he says, people, they have no akarat at all. They have no gratitude. Don't have anything to do with them. And then Mashali gives us like this. When you give money or you help somebody and they don't realize, they don't acknowledge that you help them, they go out and tell you, they tell people, this guy didn't do anything for me. He just, you know, made it because he wanted to feel good about himself. He really didn't care about me. Don't help those people anymore. But these are the three situations that the Sefer Hasidim, Rabbi Yehuda Hasid, tells us that we should not have mercy on them. Another case that one should not have mercy on them is if you know, listen, you know, when you drive by the highway, you see poor people are standing by the highway, they ask you for money, should not give them any money. You ask, how could you say that? When they come to your door, it's 20 degrees out there, and they ask for $5, they want to go buy lunch, why shouldn't I help them? The reason is, because these people are not going to use that $5 for lunch. They're going to use it for drugs. You don't have to help people that you know they are not going to use the money in a proper way. Another case, mothers are the people that they are the worst in this area. Why? Because the mothers have a lot of rahmanut on their children. They are the one that they cannot push their kids away. And a lot of times it is important for the mother to be totally opposite of a rahman. Sometimes you have to punish your children. Sometimes you have to push them away. Sometimes you have to really stand your ground and don't let in. Don't give in to them. Unfortunately, a lot of mothers are not like that. The mothers today are the type, how can I do that? Sometimes maybe your child shouldn't suffer. Sometimes it's important that your child should be punished, put in the room and all night without food. Maybe, I'm not saying it is or it's not. Every situation is different. But if it is necessary, do it. You know, a lot of times, when you have a child, a baby, put them the first night, put them in their room, they start crying all night. A lot of mothers ask, what should we do? Should I go up to them? Should I pick them up? Should I bring them in? Should I leave them alone? And you know what it is? If you ask a lot of doctors, they would tell you, leave them alone. Two nights, three nights, they cry. Eventually, they fall asleep. But if you pick them up every night that they cried, they are not going to sleep. And you know what's going to happen? A lot of mothers have so much rahmanus on their kids. They don't want to leave them alone. How can I do that? I can't sleep. They cry. I gotta go pick them up. And this is the rahmanus that the mother has. It's good the mothers have that rahmanut, but not always it helps the situation. Not always is something that they need to have. Sometimes a person has to be totally opposite of a rahman. Sometimes it is so important to be completely the other side and be akhsari, be don't have mercy, and the results are much better. Rav Shimshon Raphael Hirsch says that a dayan, a judge, is not allowed to get money, is not allowed to get shochad. Shochad means that you bribe them. How do you bribe somebody? Bribe them with money. So Rav Shimshon Raphael Hirsch says, sometimes people bribe you with their tears. You cannot get bribed with the tears of somebody else. But if you are a judge, you have to ignore the tears. And it happens so many times. People come to us, they come to me and they start crying and they want to fool you with their cries. Sometimes they are sincere. But you have to be completely honest of the situation without the tears. But you see, there are situations that one has to be careful, that you should not have rahmanus, and you should be totally opposite of rahmanus. Now, I want to give a few practical applications of this halacha. The same way a person should have rahmanut on other people, you should have rahmanut on yourself too. That means that if something is not healthy for us to have, if you have that, then you have no rahmanut on yourself also. Same halacha applies to us. We have to care about ourselves too. Number two, a person has to be very careful not to have rahmanu, to have mercy on animals. Tsa'ar ba'ale chaim is a serious, serious avera. If you hurt animals, you hurt them in any form or shape, for no reason, you are over on the isur midoraita. And I spoke two weeks ago on Friday night, you are not allowed to have animals in cages. If you keep animals in a cage, that they are not supposed to be there, you are over on the source of Baal HaChaim. You cannot have birds and keep them in the cage. The bird is not supposed to sit in the cage. The bird is supposed to be flying. If a person has birds and the birds are sitting in a cage, they are over in the Surah of Sa'ar Baal HaChaim, and they have no rahmanot on the animals. Third halacha that you could see from this is that if you have maids, that the cleaning ladies coming to your house, Jews, not Jews, makes no difference. You have to make sure that you give them food, give them drink, and you treat them properly. You have to have rahmanos on them, even though we pay them. A lot of people think, I'm paying them, I could do whatever I want. They are not your evet. They are not the shifcha kenanit here. They are maids, they are cleaning ladies, but still you have to treat them as human beings. You have to give them food, you have to give them drink, and you have to make sure that they are treated properly 100%. Another halacha is that when a person has a car and you are driving and somebody needs a ride, you should give them a ride. I'm not saying that you should put yourself in a sakana. I'm not saying that. If you know somebody that you don't know and there's a sakana to give them a ride, then you shouldn't do it. But if you have somebody, let's say you are going to a farmer's market, you know your neighbor needs help. They don't have a car, the car broken, and they need to get in to get somebody. They need shopping, and you are the one going there. Then you should help them. You should offer ride, or you should offer that you are going to do the shopping for them. That's the mamash maaseh chesed of rachmanot. Also, when a person gives tzedakah to anim, when somebody, meshulach comes to a person and they need, we said this halacha before, that when you give them money, the money is not the most important thing that the meshulach needs. The person that gets the tzedakah, when you talk to them in a proper way, is a bigger mitzvah than giving them money. When you talk to them, when somebody comes to your door, you help them, you give them food to eat, you give them a drink to eat, you treat them as human beings, there is a bigger mitzvah than when you give them $2 or $18 or $20, whatever money you give them, that the mefayeso, when you talk to them and treat them, that's a bigger mitzvah than the money itself. Another halacha that we said that one should not have rachmanos. We know one of the halachot of rachmanot is to have achnasat orchim, to have people come into your house and help people. Somebody needs a place to stay, needs a place to sleep, needs a place to eat, should be the one to help them. But at the same time, if you know somebody or a neighbor or somebody foreigner or somebody that you don't know who they are, they need a place. You know it's dangerous for your family to have them, or they are not good influence for your children or for yourself. Even though they have no place to go, you don't invite them into your houses. I don't care who they are. If they are not the people that you want your children to have a connection with them, or you don't want your children to have influence from them, or you don't want your husband or your wife to have anything to do with them, don't invite them. If you think they are bad influence, don't invite them, even though they have no place to go. But that halacha of rachmanut does not apply. Therefore, it comes out, the bottom line to this is, rachmanut is nothing to do with how you feel. Feelings is not something that decides what the halacha is. You have to, the Torah has to decide, the halacha has to decide how you are going to react in the situations. The halacha has to decide, is this a proper thing to do? Is this a case that I need to have mercy on them, or I don't need to have mercy on them? There are situations that a lot of times our decision is clouded and we cannot see it straight. with fear. Oh, so I can't do that. I have to help them out. I gotta do something. I can't let them go. What am I gonna do with this? My cousin need me. My grandmother needs me. And this need me. And that need me. You're gonna make all kind of decisions based on feelings, and your sechel is clouded. You are not seeing straight, and it could have a wrong ramification for you and your family. For every situation, it has to be dealt properly. It has to be dealt through the Torah. It has to be dealt through the eyes of Torah and Halacha in order to make a right decision. Questions?